Here's some food for thought, says Kirk Bowers, a former Salem resident and North Cross School graduate. The 42-inch pipelines proposed for Virginia are larger than those of the controversial Keystone XL pipeline.
There appears to be no precedent for a pipeline of this size across steep forested terrain like the Alleghenies.
Bowers, a Virginia Tech alum and civil engineer by trade, also says there are economic conditions to consider. He says alternative energy sources like solar are competitive in price now to petroleum-based energy sources, and he says it's time to look ahead.
Industrial infrastructure like these huge pipelines commits us to an increased dependence on fracking for gas and creates obstacles to investments in renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Proponents of those natural gas pipelines, including Governor McAuliffe, says they will create jobs and deliver cleaner energy to Virginia. Bowers will take an opposing view in Roanoke this Friday night, 7 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Church on Grandin Road. Gene Morano, WFIR News.